Well, that's, they call it sweet corn. And after it gets a little older, it don't cook good, you bake it and call it a roasting ear. Roasting ear.
What about there, the top of
the
corn stalk?
That's a tofa. The broom, isn't it?
Well, you mean squash? You grow any different kinds of squash?
Well, yeah, there's two or three different kinds of them. There's a yellow squash and a white one. And then there's a green color, and I forget the name of it.
Those watermelon, y'all grow different kinds of watermelon?
Yeah, there's several different kinds. Got a kind of cola, that's Florida Grease, which most of the use for market here, they think they ship better and they come in earlier. And there's a one called a Stone Mountain, it's a green round melon. Another long, streaked watermelon called the Georgia rattlesnake.
What about melons? Other than watermelons, grow many of those?
Grow some mush melons, cantaloupes, really. They're not exactly the same thing, but they're almost. Then they've got another one called a dew melon. It's kind of on the same order, only it has a smooth skin, kind of a yellowish color. Yeah, several
different
kinds.
Those things that you make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Pumpkins. Yeah, we grow lots of pumpkins.
Well, what kind of things would you do with the pumpkins?
Well, they'd make pumpkin pies, come in early. And they'd can, people canned some of them, you know. Put them up for the next year. And we used to grow lots of beet stalk on them. Take them, chop them up, you know, feed the hogs and the cows, most everything like them.
Those things you know, after rain, sometimes those things
in
the
tower
grow
shaped
white things will spring up.
Mushroom or toadstool, it's about all the same thing.
Are those edible or poison?
Well, some of them are edible, some of them are poison, they claim. I don't know the difference, but I know we're trying it.
Yeah, I'll eat
it.
I'll eat it for
that. I don't think I'd like them anyway.
Very good. Ask about a couple of those things that
they smoke.
What about
the
big ones?
Cigars.
Would they make any of those around here?
They make them over in Tampa. Yeah. And we used to drill a lot of places over
there where they make them. Somebody offers to do you a favor. You know, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be.
Well, about the only kind of nuts they grow down in these parts is they grow a few peanuts. They make them over in Tampa. Mostly just for hog feed, and then